Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Hammer and Nigel presents
is...
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. Is this anything?
All right, let's rock and roll.
Yeah,
let's
do it. How do we play Is This Anything?
I'm going to run some stories by you. You tell us if the stories are anything or not.
Alrighty.
Is this anything? A SWAT team in St. Louis raided a family's home after Apple's Find My feature said AirPods linked to a carjacking were inside. Now, the carjackers must have tossed them as they drove by, and this family had their home invaded by a SWAT team because these AirPods were there. They're now suing. Here they are breaking it down.
So you're investing in a violent crime? Man, I drive trucks. Man, I don't know anything about a violent crime. Nothing that was involved in this crime was ever found inside of my house. Once I made it home that morning, I didn't leave again until 1 o'clock. My children don't even want to walk up and down the street because we were humiliated.
Yeah, that's something. That's unfortunate. Mistakes are going to be made. I'm not going to try to twist myself into a pretzel defending the SWAT team as much as we back law enforcement. But here's the thing. The Find My app, you know, that we're on, these guys threw the AirPods. I'm reading this article. They threw the AirPods in the street. So it wasn't like these AirPods were on the porch or on the driveway. They were just on the street, and the SWAT team came in and busted down these people's doors. There's little kids with no warning, guns drawn, and
like Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
But the SWAT team comes swinging through the windows of the Griswold house.
I would say somebody probably needs to be held accountable for that, for sure. Absolutely. I don't know if it warrants millions of dollars and because they're filing a lawsuit or something like that, but I'd be pissed if that were me.
What do you find yourself losing more? AirPods, keys, wallet, phone? Maybe remote control. I don't know.
The twisty tie on the loaf of bread.
Oh, that's a good answer. Good answer.
I take that off the loaf of bread. I'm never finding it again. I just have to twist it. You know,
you're like a magician. It's in your hand. You close it, then it's gone.
Every time I open a loaf of bread or make a toast for the kids or something, I can't find a twisty tie.
Allison, what's the one thing that you lose all the time?
Definitely my phone around the house, because I'll always put it in some weird spot and then I can't find it, and I put it on vibrate. So it's not like I can call myself.
Also, Amazon Fire Sticks, the remotes from Amazon Fire Stick.
Because they're kind of skinnier compared to small. Some of the other ones.
Oh, I've spent hundreds of dollars ordering replacements for those.
I already know what my wife is yelling at the radio. Keys, you dummy!
Keys.
I lose my keys at home. I lose my keys here. Nigel's had to help me find my damn keys here, and half the time they're in my door. Is this anything? A new type of guilt just dropped on social media. It's called sunshine guilt.
Sunshine guilt.
Okay. It's basically when you feel guilty that you don't want to spend time outside on a beautiful sunny day. Here's somebody breaking it down.
I am experiencing sunshine guilt right now. It is an abnormally beautiful day outside, but I'm tired. So now I feel this pressure to go outside and go for a walk and enjoy the weather while it lasts. I can't enjoy myself indoors now because the whole time I'm thinking that I should be outside. So basically my day is ruined.
Yes, this is something. It's something I've experienced. I didn't know it had a name, sunshine guilt.
Yes.
But there's been Saturdays where I've had the house to myself and it's beautiful outside, and all I kind of want to do is just lay on the couch and watch TV. And I feel ashamed because it's such a beautiful afternoon. I should be out in the yard. I should be out taking a walk. I don't know. I should be doing something, but kind of, you know, it's been a long week. I don't care if the sun's out. I'm going to sit on the couch and watch reruns of Seinfeld.
I've talked myself into believing that if you open the windows, it's the same thing.
That's a good idea.
I don't know if I'm right or not, but I've talked myself into it.
That would soften the guilt for me.
Right.
Okay. Okay. I'll remember that.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
A la George Costanza. Thank you.
Is this anything? The iconic floating door from the movie Titanic, where Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio were floating on in the Atlantic, where there was totally room for him.
Totally room for him to get on that door.
But her big ass wouldn't let him up there. It's now the highest selling auction item for a Hollywood prop, followed by Harrison Ford's whip from Indiana Jones and the Kingpin bowling ball that had the rose in it from Bill Murray and Kingpin. The Titanic floating door sold for $718,000 at an auction. Is this anything?
I thought it was going to be more. I mean, I guess it's something. I would have thought it would have been in the seven-figure range. It's just such a popular, iconic movie ingrained in our culture. Especially that scene was very famous. The scene's become controversial. Because, yeah, plenty of room for Leo's... What was his thing? The door?
The scene where he's floating on the door, there's totally room for him to get up there. Like, yeah. If you do a chalk outline of the bodies, like, you can see multiple ways, but Queenie over there wasn't about to make any room for him.
I love how Bill Murray's rose bowling ball in Kingpin sold for $350,000. That's awesome.
That is awesome. Somebody had that at our bowling event. Now, it wasn't that specific one, but a model that looked like that. Remember, somebody had the big Ern McCracken bowling ball at our bowling event.
Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining, only $125,000. I don't know. So you're telling me the bowling ball from Kingpin went for more than Jack Nicholson's axe in The Shining? What do you think there? I mean, I know Kingpin's one of your favorite comedies, but. That's another iconic scene where he's busted. Here's Johnny busted through the bathroom door.
And not only did it sell for more, it like more than doubled it.
Yes.
Like that bowling ball was $350,000. The axe sold for $125,000. Is there a piece of movie memorabilia? If money was not an object, you would say I'm all in on.
Maybe something from Star Wars. Maybe something from, like, the Big Lebowski. Maybe Lebowski's original sweater
that
he was wearing.
And I got you.
Original sunglasses.
Right.
And his jellies that he wore. Remember, he didn't wear sandals. You know what jellies are? Allison, do you know what I'm saying when I say the jellies? Like
jelly sandals?
Yes.
Yeah.
if I could, like, get that and, like, frame that, yeah. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Allison, anything come to mind for you?
Yeah, the Chris Farley's small jacket, the fat boy in a little coat
from
Tommy Boy.
That would be cool.
Because everyone knows what that reference is.
Right.
That guy,
you can have it hanging
coat
in the front of your house, and it's half ripped.
Right? What would you do with it if you had it? Like, would you just hang it up somewhere?
Yeah, I'd 100% hang it up in, like, the front room. It's like, as soon as you walk in the door, it's there.
Because that's a great conversation starter, 100%. Right? All right. Meltdown Madness coming up next. This is the Hammer and Nigel Show.